The Beneficiary, a play by Philip Levine. The Beneficiary.
It can't be 2:30 yet, surely, Henry.
It is, Alice. That clock's never more than a few seconds out.
Oh, it doesn't seem more than 15 minutes since we finished lunch. Now, where's Ellen got to?
Well, she's around somewhere.
Oh, frankly, that girl's useless.
Well, you took her on.
Ellen, don't you ever knock before you enter a room?
Sorry, ma'am.
And you've forgotten my medicine again.
I left it already on the sideboard.
Well, hurry up and give it to me. And fetch my pills as well.
Which ones?
The ones in the cardboard box.
There are so many boxes here.
The little green capsules.
Oh, I've found them. Here you are.
Thank you. Now pour the medicine. Oh, gently! Oh, dear. Oh, it's horrid. Why is medicine always so bitter? Quickly, Ellen, bring me a chocolate.
Yes, ma'am.
No, not that box. One of the cherry liqueurs.
These, ma'am?
Ah, oh, yes. Oh, that's got rid of that awful taste. Henry, have you been eating my chocolates?
Certainly not. You know I never touch them.
Well, I thought there were far more than this left. Oh, dear. Ellen, is that window open?
I'll see. No, ma'am, it's closed.
Oh, that's an awful draught.
It's locked. See for yourself.
That'll be all, Ellen.
Yes, ma'am.
That coal fire's worse than useless. It's no wonder I'm far from well. Oh, dear. Oh, I only wish we could go abroad to a warmer climate. That's what Dr. Perkins suggested.
Yes, he would. He hasn't got to pay the bills.
But it might make all the difference to me. I remember as a girl, I spent many summers in the south of France. Oh, it was beautiful there. The air so warm and clean.
Now, stop daydreaming, for goodness sake. You know, that's quite out of the question. One thing, who'd look after the shop?
Well, perhaps I could go alone and you could follow later.
I just can't afford it at the moment. I'm in the red as it is. Anyway, you couldn't travel alone. Not with your delicate constitution.
Perhaps Ellen could come with me?
Hmm? No, that wouldn't do at all.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, how could I manage here alone?
Oh, but Henry, it wouldn't be...
But I refuse to discuss the matter any further.
Oh, pass me another cherry liqueur.
Yeah. And if you don't lay off those, you'll get yourself indigestion on top of everything else.
Well, so little else to do. I got so bored. You never pay any attention to me. You haven't stopped reading those papers since you came in. Are they so important?
Well, if you must know, it's the new insurance policy.
Oh, really? What happened to the old one?
Nothing. But don't you remember my telling you? Up at the cost of living and all this talk of inflation, I decided to increase the existing policy.
Oh, yes. That was the paper you asked me to sign the other day.
The paper we both signed, yes.
But Charlie, if you increased the policy, wouldn't that mean a larger premium?
Naturally. But don't fret. It's the best way of saving these days. And I get an additional tax allowance. On top of that, there'll be a nice little nest egg repayable in 15 years. And, I know it's an unpleasant subject, but should anything unfortunate happen to either of us, the insurance company will be paying out something in the region of 10,000. And that's not to be sniffed at.
10,000?
Well, it's my duty to see you're well provided for.
Oh, you know, Henry, sometimes you're so thoughtful.
I try to be, my dear. I try to be. Oh, the policy's in order. So back it goes in the envelope.
Where would you keep it?
In my desk. That's as safe a place as any. Oh, I remember. There's a button loose on my jacket. I must ask Ellen to sew it on.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Henry. She'll be going off later.
Huh? Well, I thought her half day was tomorrow.
I know, but she asked me specially. Oh. Well, you have to give and take with domestic help these days, otherwise you never hold them. Anyway, I didn't think you'd mind.
Where's she going, do you know?
Oh, what a question I didn't ask. To a cinema or a dance, I expect. She's pretty, don't you think?
Hmm.
Well, there must be a young man somewhere, I'll be bound.
Oh, I don't doubt it. If she's going out, I'd better ask her to attend to my jacket right away.
Oh, and before you go, Henry.
Yes?
Have you any string anywhere?
String? What do you want string for?
To do up that parcel of old clothes for the mission.
Well, I've some in my toolbox, but it's pretty rough.
Oh, never mind. I'll ask Ellen to go across to the newsagent.
Hello, Ellen.
Oh, you did startle me.
I'd like you to sew on this button.
Certainly, sir.
Sir?
That's what I have to call you when Mrs. Bentley's about, isn't it, Henry?
That's not very funny.
Oh?
Look, where are you going this evening?
I like that.
I asked you a question.
Since when do I have to tell you my business?
You had the nerve to ask me. You had to sneak behind my back to Mrs. Bentley.
I did nothing of the sort. I didn't ask you because you weren't here. You're hardly ever here. I'm not surprised either with her to keep you company.
Keep your voice down.
Well, it's true, isn't it? She's enough to drive anyone round the bend, what with her complaints and her scent for Dr. Perkins every 5 minutes. And those pills. Oh, she's got enough to start a chemist's shop. And how she goes on about the climate. Well, the truth is a girl needs a break. A half day isn't enough when you've had her all round the clock.
Yes, I know things aren't easy for you.
You can say that again.
If you wanted a break, why didn't you come to me? I'd take you out.
I'm sorry, Henry. Well, I don't want to hurt you. You've been a good friend to me. A very good friend. But a girl's got to think of her future. I don't want to stay in service all my life. Time will come when even I'll want to settle down. Of course, if you hadn't a wife, things might be different. You know, I've often wondered why you married her.
Oh, when I came out of the army, I wasn't far off 40 and had hardly a shilling to my name. When I met Alice, she'd just lost her parents. Her father had left her a nice bit of capital. I had my eye on a little hardware business.
I can guess the rest. You fell head over heels for that nice bit of capital. You're not one to let the grass grow under your feet, are you, Henry?
I usually get what I want. Things weren't too bad to begin with until she started collecting medicine bottles. Believe me, it's no fun being married to a hypochondriac.
It is a pity, because I like you, Henry. I like you a lot. But there's just no future in it.
Ellen.
Henry, please. Let me go. Oh, stop it. Oh. Ah. That's her bell. She wants me for something. I'd better go quickly.
Have you finished the washing up, Ellen?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I want you to slip on your coat and run down to the newsagent.
But Mr. Bentley asked me to see to his jacket.
Well, then leave that and just do as I ask. Now, hand me my bag from the foot of the couch.
Here you are, ma'am.
I want you to get me a ball of string. Half crown should cover it. Here.
Thank you.
Now out you go, right away.
Very well, ma'am.
Was that Helen going out, Henry?
Yes.
No, pity. I wanted another box of these liqueurs.
Ah, she can get them some other time.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter now?
Oh, it's this rheumatism in my arm. Oh, I felt it coming on all day. Oh, it's really quite painful.
And haven't you got anything for it? You've enough bottles stacked up, right?
Oh, yes, I have some liniment. Dr. Perkins prescribed it specially.
Oh, where is it?
In the medicine cupboard in the bathroom.
All right, I'll fetch it for you. What's it look like?
It's a pink, oily liquid in a medium-sized bottle.
In the medicine cupboard, she said. In the medicine cupboard. Let me see. Pink oily liquid. Phew. Ellen was right. Alice has got enough stuff here to start a chemist shop. Ah, this looks like the one. Yes. Liniment to be rubbed on affected parts. Oh, drat. The cap wasn't screwed on properly. It's all over my hands. Let's wash it off before I'm covered in it. Ah. Yeah, horrible smelling stuff. It'll probably hang about for a month. Ah, where's the towel? Ah, there it is. Oh! Must be a short circuit in the rail. Yes, I'll
Dry my hands, and I'd better ring the electrician right away. That you, Ellen?
They're out of string at the newsagent, so I had to go to the multiple in the High Street.
You are taking that string into her. Give her this liniment at the same time, will you?
What are you so het up about?
Well, I went to dry my hands on the towel upstairs, and I got an electric shock from the rail.
Oh.
I'm going to ring the electrician right this minute.
Yeah, I should if I were you.
Three, two...
Electrics?
Oh, Mr. Clark, this is Mr. Bentley.
Who did you say?
Mr. Bentley from Pelham Drive.
Ah, I suppose you're waiting for that estimate for that light in your coal cellar, sir.
Well, I'd like it when you can, but that's not what I rang you up about. I've had a spot of bother with the heated towel rail in my bathroom.
Oh, what's the trouble exactly?
I got a slight shock when I went to dry my hands just now.
Sounds as if the erstwhile's probably come loose.
Well, can you come round and see to it?
It's half day today. I wouldn't be here now, but I had a special delivery.
It ought to be seen to as soon as possible.
I'll be round first thing in the morning.
Well, will it be all right?
I should think so. Difficult to say without an inspection. If the live wire is in contact with the outer casing and it's not earthing properly, then it could be very dangerous. But just in case, I'd advise you not to use the bath or touch the rail till I've been. We don't want anyone to get electrocuted, do we?
Hmm? Oh, no. No, no, of course not. Yes, goodbye, Mr. Clark. I'll see you in the morning.
Goodbye, sir.
If the live wire was in contact with the outer casing, it might be very dangerous. I wonder... I ought to be able to get the end off the towel rail with this screwdriver. Let's see. Ellen's downstairs with Alice. I shouldn't be interrupted. Yes, it's shifting the screws. That's got it. Now, let's have a closer look at the inside. There are two wires running up to the filament, and one of them's loose. That's what caused the trouble. Now, if I take one of them and move it over... Now, careful, you don't want to electrocute yourself. Easy does it. Just so as it makes full contact with the outer casing. Yeah, it should do it. Now, quickly screw back the end again. Done. Someone on the landing. Put the screwdriver in the cupboard.
Henry, I didn't know you were up here.
Just combing my hair. What have you come up for?
To return the liniment.
I shouldn't put it back in the cupboard. It's hardly room. Keep it downstairs in case she needs it again.
Right. I'd better wash first. My hands are covered in it. What's the matter, Henry? You're standing there looking just like a guilty schoolboy.
I don't know what you mean.
Now, where's the towel?
I'll get it for you. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. You're very considerate all of a sudden.
Well, I phoned the electrician. He said we shouldn't touch the rail until he's seen to it.
Ah.
He'll be coming in the morning. No, don't go yet. I'll just put the towel back.
I can't hang about here.
Ellen...
I'll stop that.
Ellen, I do love you.
You heard what I said.
What time will you be back tonight?
About 11, I suppose.
Well, don't bolt the front door when you come in, will you?
Why not?
I may be late. I've got to go out.
Oh, where to?
Now, don't tell me I have to account to you.
Well, if that's the way you feel.
It's only my little joke. If you must know, I'm going over to my club. I've got to see someone on business.
Oh.
Now, come on. Mm-hmm. Makeup?
Oh, well.
Better?
Much. Now go on, off with you. And don't be in too late, will you? Alice? Alice?
Yes, Henry. Did you call?
I thought you were resting. What are you doing out here in the hall?
I brought up a little coal from the cellar.
Now, that's very naughty of you. You know that's my job.
Oh, well, the fire was almost out.
Besides, without a light down there, those steps could be very dangerous. Here, give me the buckets. And come on back into the wall.
Oh, don't build up the fire too high, Henry. I think I shall have a fairly early night.
All right. How's the pain in your arm?
It's still there.
Well, if you take my advice, you'll have a nice bath before you retire. Make you relax. Nothing like it to help you off to sleep.
Yes, I think I will.
You'd like me to go and run it for you?
No, not just yet.
But look, you've had a tiring day and you're looking pale. You don't want to overdo it, do you? Quicker you get into that hot bath, the better.
Soon. There's no hurry. I'll give the water a chance to get really hot. Dr. Perkins said that a hot bath with soda is very good for rheumatism.
And I'm sure he's right. I'll go and make sure the immersion's up high. Alice, my dear, your bath's running.
Oh, I must have dozed off.
It's beautifully hot.
Oh, you know, Henry, I feel so sleepy, I don't think I'll bother with a bath tonight.
Now, don't be silly. Now, remember what Dr. Perkins said. It'll do your rheumatism the world of good. Besides, the bath's almost full. It'd be sacrilege to waste all that nice hot water. Ah, come on your feet. I want to see you upstairs before I go out.
You're going out tonight?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, and Ellen isn't here. I'll be alone in the house.
Now, stop fussing. You're not a child.
But supposing I have one of my attacks?
Well, if you do, then ring for Dr. Perkins. It's a lovely bath, Alice.
Have you put the soda in?
Yes, a couple of handfuls.
A towel on the heated bath rail?
Of course, my dear. Now, come on, get yourself ready. I've got to be on my way.
You will be nice and quiet when you come in tonight, won't you? I don't want to be disturbed.
Don't worry, Alice. I won't wake you. Alan? Ellen, are you there?
What is it, Henry?
I wanted to be sure you were in before I locked up.
Yes, I've been back about 15 minutes. I've just made some tea. Would you like a cup?
Yes, I'll join you.
Help yourself to sugar. Oh, and there's some biscuits in that tin.
Oh, you certainly know how to make yourself at home.
Well, you wouldn't begrudge me a biscuit, would you, Mr. Bentley?
When you look at me like that, I wouldn't refuse you anything. Draw up a chair.
Oh, can't be bothered. I'll sit on your lap, unless you object.
Try me.
Oh, now, steady. I don't want tea all over Miss Girl. Stop. Well, I wouldn't half laugh if your missus walked in now.
That's hardly likely.
You seem very sure.
What I mean is she went off to bed early.
Oh, Henry, your breath smells of whiskey. You've been drinking.
Oh, only had a couple.
Your eyes are all bleary. And look at your forehead. You are perspiring.
Yes, I do feel a bit warm. A slight headache, too.
Oh.
I tell you what, I think I'll take a bath before I go to bed. Like to run it for me, love?
Oh, must you have one tonight?
Well, I won't sleep as I am. Go on, there's a good girl. Run it nice and hot. And put a drop of pine essence in as well.
All right. But while I'm gone, pour me out another cup of tea.
I will.
Henry!
What the?
Henry, come quickly!
What's the matter? What's happened?
Up there! She's lying in the bath. Dead.
Your wife, I understand, was a semi-invalid. Yes, that's right, Inspector. Private patient of Dr. Perkins. He's in Fieldgate Square.
Mm-hmm. When did he last attend your wife?
He called in yesterday before lunch. My wife complained of palpitations.
I see. Now, about the cause of your wife's death, this heated towel rail, how long's it been faulty?
Well, I only noticed it yesterday. I got a shock when I was drying my hands. I telephoned the electrician and asked him to come round immediately, but it was his half day.
Did you warn your wife about the rail?
Oh, certainly I did. As a matter of fact, I suggested she leave her bath till the electrician had called this morning. Well, but her rheumatism was bothering her, and she thought it'd give her some relief. I guess she must have grabbed hold of the rail in an effort to get out of the bath.
Yes, from the pathologist's report, that's exactly what she did do. There were extensive burns on her hand and arm.
Yes, if only I'd been more firm with her.
Oh, you mustn't blame yourself, sir. I'd like to have a look at the bathroom, if I may.
Certainly, I'll take you up. Now, this way, Inspector. In here, Inspector.
Yes, the usual. You know, these electric towel rails should never be placed by the side of the bath. Should be on the other side of the room.
Well, I suggested that originally. But my wife would have had difficulty in reaching it, and well, she liked a warm towel to dry herself on.
I see. Well, I don't think I need trouble you any further, sir. But before I go, I'd like a quick word with your maid, if that's convenient.
Of course. If you go into the drawing room, I'll send her in to you.
Now, there's no need to look so apprehensive, Miss Smith. Just a few routine questions, that's all.
I'll help you if I can, sir.
Ah, good. Now, you arrived back shortly before 11 last night.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Bentley arrived about 15 minutes later.
Yes, and I made him a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Then what happened?
Well, Mr. Bentley asked me to run him a bath. And that's when I found it. Oh, it was horrible. I shall never forget it.
The Bentleys were quite a happy couple, I believe.
Well, they had a few tiffs, like most, but they got on.
Well, thank you, Miss Smith. I'm very grateful for your help.
Are you leaving now, Inspector?
Yes, sir. My report will go to my superiors, but I doubt if we shall need to trouble you again.
Well, thank you for your courtesy.
Oh, not at all, sir. Of course, there'll be an inquest, but from my experience, they'll return a verdict of death by misadventure.
I've just put on the 11s. I'm sure you could do with a cup.
I certainly could.
To tell you the truth, I've a splitting headache, what with all the excitement.
Well, take some aspirin. There's a bottle upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I think I will.
And bring me a couple at the same time.
Tea's up, Henry.
Ah, it's the answer to a prayer. I'm gasping for a cup.
Here you are.
Thank you. You know, the past 12 hours have been a bit of a strain.
I'm sure. But you carried it off quite well, Henry.
Hmm? Well, that's an odd remark. What do you mean by that?
Now, come off it and stop acting, Henry. The inspector's gone now. I never went to college, but I'm bright enough to put two and two together.
What are you talking about?
Alice and the electric towel rail. That's what I'm talking about. I must say, I never would have thought you had it in you.
Now, you're not suggesting...
I certainly am. It's all too convenient, Henry. On the one hand, a nagging invalid wife, and on the other, a whacking great insurance policy.
Who told you about that?
I keep my eyes and ears open. More than the inspector did. It's a good job he never looked in the medicine cupboard, isn't it?
What?
Careless boy. You left your screwdriver there. I found it when I went to get the aspirin. I suppose you hid it there when I disturbed you yesterday.
You don't think that screwdriver would prove anything, do you?
Perhaps not on its own. But if the inspector should find out what you really felt about Alice and one or two other things that come to mind, I'm sure they'd never bring in a verdict of misadventure. But he need never know. A wife can't testify against her husband, can she?
A wife?
Well, you said you loved me. And I'm sure with that insurance money, we could both be very happy.
Ah, you're a bright girl, Ellen. Why not? Could do worse.
Ah.
Of course, your eyes, if you marry me, it'd look as though you're my accomplice if there was any trouble.
But there won't be. I've 10,000 reasons to keep silent.
Can't wait to get your hands on it, can you?
Well, you've no one else to share it with but me.
Well, that's not quite true. I have a niece in Edinburgh who's my next of kin.
But that'll all change once we're married.
Still, we'll have to give it a month or so for decency's sake.
Oh, naturally.
Then we'll have a quiet little wedding. And go off on our honeymoon wherever you want.
Italy, that's where I'd like to go.
And Italy it shall be.
Oh, I can just imagine it. Golden beaches and warm sunshine. Oh,
yes, well, that's the thing to come. Meanwhile, it's pretty nippy in here. It could do with some more coal on the fire. Go and fill the bucket, love.
Oh, certainly not.
Huh?
You used to fill it for her. You can fill it for me.
Women, you're all the same.
Maybe so. But I intend to start as I mean to carry on. Here's the bucket.
The bucket.
Now, come with me. There's the cellar, Henry. Now, fetch me up a bucket of coal.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be a moment.
Henry! Henry, are you all right? Henry. He's dead. He must have tripped. Oh, I'd better call someone. What's that? By the second step. A piece of string. String. She asked me for it. Alice. She killed him.
That was The Beneficiary by Philip Levine. The part of Henry Bentley was played by Malcolm Hayes, Alice Bentley by Kathleen Helm, and Ellen Smith by Judy Bailey. The play was produced for the BBC by David H. Godfrey.